This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says her country's gun laws will have to be changed in the wake of Friday's deadly shootings at two mosques in Christchurch. A 28-year-old Australian gunman shot dead 49 people and wounded more than 40 in a rampage that he live-streamed on social media. The man, identified as Brenton Tarrant from Grafton, New South Wales, Australia, has been remanded without plea until his next appearance in the High Court on April 5th. Tarrant appeared before a New Zealand District Court judge Saturday, charged with murder. His hands were handcuffed and he was wearing white prison attire. Earlier, Ardern told a news conference in the capital, Wellington, that Tarrant was not on the watch list in either New Zealand or Australia.
I want to be very clear, though, that our intelligence community and police are focused on extremism of every kind. Given global indicators around far-right extremism, our intelligence community has been stepping up their investigations in this area.
Ardern said that nationalities affected by the attacks Friday include Pakistan, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Indonesia, and Malaysia. Meanwhile, New York authorities have stepped up a counterterrorism presence in response to the New Zealand attack. We get details from AP correspondent Warren Levinson.
News of the mosque shooting in New Zealand turned what would have been a joyous occasion, a ceremony to rename a street in Queens for a Muslim center, into a somber observance. Police Commissioner James O'Neill sent a message that has become depressingly common in New York. Patrols and counterterrorism operations have been stepped up in locations deemed sensitive.
To our Muslim community here in New York City, we stand with you, not just today, but always.
O'Neill says the NYPD has a long-standing relationship with police in New Zealand and is offering assistance to